Welcome, it's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, where we are joined now by the president of the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue. Hello, Rob.
Good day.
And thank you for jumping on the radio with us. I know these are busy times in D.C. and all around, but we have a lot of important things to talk about. But first, let me ask you maybe the most important question. How's Roger doing? Have you heard from him at all, or is he kind of falling off the face of the earth in retirement?
No. Roger Johnson's very much, he's still keeping up on all the news. I check in with him pretty regularly. He certainly is enjoying more time on the phone and so forth with grandkids and so forth, and getting outside on his bike. He's quite the biker still. So he and his wife Anita are enjoying retirement right now.
Super. All right. And of course, his retirement paved the way for you to become president of the National Farmers Union at the convention in Savannah. Congratulations on that.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. All righty. Well, the news of the day, of course, is the Department of Justice did not file their appeal with the 10th Circuit Court before the court deadline of yesterday. I know there are a lot of people that walk away from some major legal problems on technicalities, but are there any technicalities that you see looming in the dark horizon, or is this a win for the National Farmers Union, the American Coalition for Ethanol, and the ethanol industry and farmers?
I think this is definitely a win. The court's decision, first of all, was a really positive signal, obviously, that to EPA that they need to change the way that they're handling these waivers. And this decision by EPA and the administration to not ask for a rehearing, I think, is again another positive step. We certainly hope that we'll continue to see these positive steps. Sometimes we get a little confused, right, with this administration. We hear positive things about ethanol from the president, but then EPA takes things a different direction. With this decision today, we hope that this is going to be a trend where we will now see EPA apply this decision kind of nationally with all their decisions with the waiver program. So we definitely see this as a positive step.
There is still a few, and 4 billion to be exact, gallons missing from what Congress had intended, the law, the renewable fuel standard. And I know part of your plea at this point with the Environmental Protection Agency is get those gallons back into the U.S. fuel supply.
You know, we just, that kind of loss of demand on top of the trade struggles and everything else out there has just put a huge damper on the market. Now, we have additional pressures right now, but we wouldn't be quite in the situation that we're in, had those gallons been allocated and we would have been able to use them. That demand could have been really helpful to corn growers out there and to ethanol plants and to rural communities. So we will be continuing to not only make sure the EPA is applying again this decision kind of nationally, but as we get into spring and EPA begins to put together their rule for next year's volume obligations, that it will take into effect those lost gallons there that you just referenced. That's going to be critically important to keeping these plants operational, keeping the demand for corn as strong as possible. And again, this is something that helps rural communities everywhere.
Rob, this is, it's not business as usual anywhere, especially in the federal government right now, but does this signal a new era at the Environmental Protection Agency? Are they going to start obeying the renewable fuel standard law?
Yeah, well, we are very hopeful with that. But once again, much like we did with the courts here with this decision and so forth, if we see EPA heading down a different direction, continuing to not follow the letter of the law and the way that they should, and not keep a strong RFS, then we will be there to make sure that they do. So, again, it's a step in the right direction. We see this as positive, but we're going to be there. If it needs to be back in the courts again, we will do it. But, farmers are urging them to stick with it.
All right. Your litigious partners, of course, the National Corn Growers Association, the Renewable Fuels Association, the American Coalition for Ethanol, did I mention NCGA, and the National Farmers Union. So thanks for jumping on the legal, getting into the courts for all of this, because it's not simple. It's not easy.
Well, it's a tough fight. It's not a cheap fight. But, at the end of the day, if it's what we need to do to get their attention and to get things done in the right way, we certainly will step up to the challenge.
All right. Rob Leroux, president of the National Farmers Union. Rob, your thoughts on the multi-trillion-dollar economic stimulus package that hopefully will make its way out of Congress?
I think it's really positive news. We haven't seen the details, so we will be standing by to kind of make sure that we understand fully what this is. But I think generally it's a really positive step that we have such a big package out there with a lot of critical help for folks who, if they aren't, on that front end right now, will be experiencing more and more pressures out there. We have farmers who are being hit really immediately. We anticipate that there will be assistance in there that will enable USDA to respond pretty quickly there. There's also help in there to keep our rural healthcare system, our rural hospitals and community centers, and nursing homes to get the help that they are going to need as they get inundated here. So I think that there's a lot of really positive news out of this. It may not be all of the help that we need right now, but it is going to be a huge positive force. We certainly hope that they continue to get it through the system quickly, get it into law so that the help can get delivered out there as quickly as possible.
Again, haven't seen the details, but have you heard of any lumps of coal in there for agriculture?
Anything this size is likely to have, a few detractions and so forth. But we also know that this is not going to be the last package, right? I think the goal here was to get something strong, find those most immediate, very aggressive assistance up front of the things that are very well known. And then, as more things pop up and additional pressures develop, we can address those at a later time. So, it may not have everything in here, but I think that generally this is very positive news for rural America and for the country as a whole.
Yeah, and let's hope there is some broadband issues, as most everybody's working from home and farmers still got to get up and do the chores. Hopefully we'll get in the field soon and rural broadband might be enhanced somehow through this.
There's a lot of the rural kind of infrastructure out there that, is really being highlighted as a problem through a national emergency like this. So, much to your point, farmers, if they're livestock growers out there, they are already every day still out there taking care of stuff. Farmers are making plans for getting into the fields here, as you just pointed out. The other piece of this, of course, is making sure beyond the kind of policy changes and the assistance coming out is making sure that we are doing everything possible to keep our supply chains open. So National Farmers Union is working very closely with our state departments of agriculture and with the federal government to wherever we see problems kind of cropping up, that we're able to take care of that quickly, keep plants operational, keep supplies and inputs going so that farmers can continue to do what they do best.
Yeah, and that's why farmers, especially the Farmers Union members, are looking to you to accomplish all that right there in D.C. Thanks for the work you do. Rob Leroux, president of the National Farmers Union, thanks for the visit. And again, thanks for all the work you're doing there in D.C. And again, waving the victory flag today when it comes to ethanol.
We have a long one. We'll take this win right now.
Yep.
Thanks.
You bet. Thank you, Rob.